The following is a special presentation of CBS Radio Sports in stereo where available.
All right, let's go motion. Double wing right, tight end 93. All right, on three. Ready? Ready.
390. From CBS Radio Sports, this is the National Football League. Hello, everybody. I'm Brent Musburger with Jack Buck, Hank Stram, Will McDonough, and Jim Hunter. And today from the Superdome in New Orleans, it's Super Bowl 24 as the NFC champion San Francisco 49ers battle the AFC champion Denver Broncos. Today's Super Bowl broadcast on CBS Radio is sponsored by Budweiser, by Hewlett-Packard Laser Jet Printers, by Tegrin Medicated Shampoo, by Isuzu, and by Transamerica.
When you need to know, News Talk 590, KLBJ AM Austin.
It's only fitting that two teams with the best records in their respective conferences come together for Super Bowl 24. The San Francisco 49ers, 16-2, and the Denver Broncos, 13-5. You know, ultimately, defense wins these Super Bowl championships. But to get here, you need a hot quarterback. And today, two of the finest square off.
Elway's in the shotgun. He handles the low snap. Here comes Clay Matthews. Elway gets the ball away. Michael Young makes the grab at the 30. He's to the 20. He's to the 10. He high steps it in for a touchdown.
Second and eight. Montana to throw. He throws end zone wide open. Caught, touchdown. Brent Jones, a tight end.
First and goal from the 5. Two receivers to the left. Dropping back is Elway. Floating the ball into the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown, Orson Mobley. Touchdown, Denver.
Here's first and goal at the 18. 49ers have no timeouts remaining. Montana can't afford to be sacked. He's back to throw. He sets up and throws. End zone. Touchdown. Touchdown to Taylor. What a player Joe Montana is. What a player.
Jim Nance and Jack Buck with the calls as the Broncos and the 49ers won conference titles. And right now, let's go upstairs to the booth here at the Superdome. Jack Buck and Hank Stram.
Brent, both Hank and I have been nosing around on the field down there, and the one thing that we've learned that we think is for sure, and that is that the 49ers intend to run the heck out of the football at the beginning of the game, Hank.
I think they will, but they'll run a lot more as the game progresses, and especially if they get ahead. That's important for their approach to this game.
Meanwhile, we saw what happened to the Denver team when they tried to run the ball against the Steelers. They ran it pretty well, but found themselves behind at halftime.
The only thing about that game, Jack, is you know, Elway only threw 7 passes in the first half. Elway has to play a dominant part of his football game, and if he is a dominant part, plays great.
Such a beautiful day out of doors, Brent, that you're kind of hoping we'd be out in the wide open spaces, but we're under the dome here, and this is an AstroTurf field for these two teams which play on the grass when they play their home game, and the setting is building. The people were here in the seats, some of them as early as 1:30 for the 4:15 kickoff, Brent.
Thank you, and we will continue along the road to Super Bowl 24 in just a moment.
Apple Dodge is in the final stages of their 1989 model closeout sale with rebates of $300 to $2,500 on select models. And that means some great deals for you, like an 89 Dodge Colt for $5,988 plus TT&L, or an 89 Dodge Ram D50 pickup for $6,988 plus TT&L. Austin, you've paid too much too long. Don't miss the 89 model closeout sale going on right now at Apple Dodge, IH-35 South, just past Ben White. Sales price with rebate assigned to dealer.
It happened just like this. They were hooking up my new gas dryer, and Darlene gets all uppity and tells me her dryer's electric. And I said, Darlene, maybe you ought to switch to Southern Union Gas and cut back on your expenses, because you are certainly no bank president. And she says, well, maybe not, but I'm a woodchuck then, Mother.
Of all the utilities in your home, nothing gives you fluffier clothes for a lower cost than natural gas from Southern Union Gas.
And I said, fine. Then how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Well, she looked at me like I had lost my mind. I mean, we were talking simple arithmetic, okay?
And
Well, the San Francisco 49ers come into the Super Bowl a huge favorite over Denver by as many as a dozen points. Yet the 49ers have lost their last four games against these Broncos, dating back to 1979, and including a 16-13 loss in overtime in Candlestick Park. Now, overall, the Broncos are 4-2 against San Francisco, yet that record of the 80s, 3-0, really gives the Broncos some hope in this one. Now, Denver has a brand new defensive system, and Coach George Seifert, what are your impressions, having watched all that film now, of the Broncos defense?
It's a different style. When Joe Collier was there, there were a number of different fronts that we were had to contend with, whereas now the Denver defense is more basic in their alignment.